والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم، وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب، أو كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدعاء مخ العبادة. وقال في حديث أخرى: الدعاء هو العبادة، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected elders and brothers in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, nourisher and sustainer of all the universes, those which are known to man and those which man are still to discover. And peace and salutations be upon our most beloved master, our teacher and our guide, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose sacrifice was me and you till his last very breath. Ummati, ummati, how me and you can be saved from Jahannam and get everlasting entry into Jannatul Firdaus. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us down into this world for a specific reason and task. And that task is outlined by the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that we have not created man and jinn except that they worship us, that they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah be my witness that if the entire creation has to get together and decide that from today onwards, no one is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will not decrease the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by an iota. And even if the whole world has to get together and say that all of us are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this would not increase the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is as He is, He is as He has described Himself. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I love you, so worship me. Although we're worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward is for me and you. If we have to look at all the actions of ibadah that we do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would notice that it is for us and that we are making a dua unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, we are asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through all our ibadah. If we have to look at salah, when we start our salah, we read Surah Al-Fatiha. And in it is the dua, and we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. Right through the rest of the qiraat, all the different postures, and we culminate and we complete our salah with a dua. If we have to look at zakah, then by us spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is not getting richer. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised me and you, you give one, I'll give you 10, if not more. So by us spending our zakah and our sadaqah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are making dua unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I am giving one, you give me 10. If we have to look at hajj, from the time one departs and he goes to Madinatul Munawwara, he is making dua. He goes to Makkah al-Mukarrama while he's making tawaf, he's making sa'i, he is making dua. The Hajj itself, the most important day or the most important part of Hajj is Arafah. And what do we do on Arafah? Is we make dua. At Muzdalifah we are making dua. At every point of turn in our Hajj, we are making dua. And let us take fasting. While we are fasting, we are staying away from food and drink only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not benefiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least, but it is benefiting us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the dua of a fasting person is not rejected. Make dua while you are fasting. So all our ibadah that we do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying it is dua and it is for you, it is not for me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that ad-du'a'u huwa al-ibadah. That dua is ibadah, ad-du'a'u mukhu al-ibadah, and dua is the essence of all types of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on in the Quran and he says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us. قُلْ say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ادعو, tell the people, ادعوني, call unto me, ask of me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will answer you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not stop that ayat there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ بَدَاخِرِينَ. That person that is too arrogant, that person that is too proud to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make dua and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ بَدَاخِرِينَ. That person is going to enter the fire. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, that one of the most beloved things unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that when his slave turns to him in dua and asks from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets very, very angry when a slave does not ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person not asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his pride and arrogance that I can do with my, what I have is because of me and I can get more if I want. I got no need of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not fall in this category. Sometimes we make dua and we say I'm making dua but my dua is not getting accepted. How many times I went into the musalla and I asked for a Ferrari and I didn't get it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith on the authority of Zayd bin Aslam radiallahu anhu, and he says, no one makes a dua except that one of three things happen. One of three things happen with every dua that a person makes. Number one is that when a person makes dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it and he gives that person what he desires. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make dua unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stores that dua away. And the next hadith will qualify what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means. And the third thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that when a person makes dua, then if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give that person what he asked for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove some of that person's sins away. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use that dua as a means of removing a calamity that was supposed to befall that person. With regards to the dua that is stored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, and he explains and he says, that dua that was not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be brought in the day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address the person and say, you asked me for such and such a thing and I gave it to you. You asked me for such and such a thing, but in place of that, I forgave your sins and I removed calamity from you. You asked me such and such a thing, I did not give it to you. It is here with me now. Ask me now and I will give it to you. So no dua that we make goes unheard of by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That when my slave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses me and he says, Ibadi, my slaves, When my slave, my bondsman make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call out unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, then I'll tell them that I'm very close to them. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains how close. نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more closer to you than your jugular vein. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to our dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah definitely answer our dua. But it is up to me and you to make the correct dua. And to lead our lives in such a manner that our dua will be wanting of acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have to study the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam outlined the whole process of dua. And he has explained to us how to make dua. First, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in three separate ahadith says that any action that starts without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim or praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then such an action is void of any blessings. So when you start the dua, you say Bismillah, and you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify Him like His Majesty is supposed to be glorified, and then you send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another hadith with regards to dua, that every dua that a person makes is suspended in the heavens until durood is made. Once durood is made, then that dua lifts up and it goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So durood is very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, and he says, do not become impatient. Qualified by the other ahadith that we discussed previously, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you when He deems fit for you. Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَلَوْ بَسَتُ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِي يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَا يَشَى. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if I were to open the floodgates of risk upon people, give them whatever they ask for, لَبَغَوْ, they would have become rebellious. وَلَكِي, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves me and you. So Allah says, بِقَدَرٍ مَا يَشَى, we will give you in due measure and due cause. Allah won't give us everything one time. So don't be patient. What you're asking for, inshallah, will come. The best time to make dua unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is at the time of tahajjud. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the closest heavens and He makes proclamations, who is there asking for forgiveness that I can forgive? Who is asking for risk that I can give risk? Who has any need that I can fulfill? My ustad always should tell us, remember the recipe for success is 2-2-2. 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 rakats of salah, and 2 fat drops of hot tears, and all your problems will be sorted out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that in authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he says that a person is the closest unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the position of sajda. The closest a person is to unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the position of sajda. So when we are reading Nafil Salah, lengthen your sujood a little extra and make some dua in Arabic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely answer you. If you are not in Salah, make dua, fall into prostration, or lift your hands and face the Qibla and make wudu. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba explained that a person got killed in the battlefield, and before he passed away, he told Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tell him to make dua for me. When he went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying down. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to make wudu. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he sat. He raised his hands until the Sahabi says, I could see the whiteness of the armpits of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then made dua for Abu Amir. There are few people's du'as that are not rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is an oppressed person. Second is a parent for a child, for his child. And the third is a parent for his child, and the third is a fasting person. Those people's du'as are not rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran Kareem, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has most beautiful names. فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا, that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says in a poetry with regards to supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِأَسْمَائِكَ الْحُسْنَى أَلَّتِي بَعْضُ وَصْفِهَا لِغَزَّتِهَا يَسْتَرِقُ النَّشْرَ وَالنَّظْمَ, that through the medium of your most beautiful names, those names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that no poetry and no prose can do justice to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names, and some have recorded many more. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invite the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these names. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also advises us, and he says, repent but make amends. Repent but make amends. And he qualifies us in a hadith that is narrated in Bukhari and Muslim. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a man stretches his hands out and to the heavens and saying, oh my Rabb, oh my Rabb. But his food is haram, his dress is haram. How could ever his dua be accepted? We need to change our ways and then make a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. And we conclude with this last point, and we say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith that when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then cry in front of him. Then cry in front of him. And you, if you cannot cry, then make as if you are crying. One day a small child asked, he said, why when big people cry, when big people are making dua, they cry? So we explained to the child, and he said that when you want something also, you go to your parents, you ask once, you ask twice, you ask three times. After that, you start crying and performing because you want that thing, and you won't stop crying until you get what you want. Likewise, we are the children of Allah. We are the bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, O you who believe, O my slaves, who have wronged yourself by making sin, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوجُ جَمِيعًا, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all sins. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those whose du'as are readily accepted. When we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me and you the tawfiq of making amal and whatever has been said. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.